It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior because I'm on the grill, B?
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM each and every Saturday morning. The Grilling Guys are live out at Garrett's Appliance at 2410 28th Street. That's the corner of 28th and Byron Center. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Randy. How you doing? We're looking for a great day here at Garrett's because Garrett's is having a giant tent sale all week, and we're going to be talking with Kurt here in just a minute. One of the owners, but this place is decked. If you are anywhere within the sound of our voice, jump in your car, grab a cup of coffee, jump in your car, get down here. There are grills, appliances, there's stuff everywhere. There's a tent outside with just deals that'll knock your socks off. But from I think 11 to 2, we're actually having a grilling demonstration where the different grill manufacturers are going to be letting you taste the food off all these grills, so it's going to be great. There's chicken, there's filet mignon. I mean, that sounds like free lunch to me. I'm sticking around. Oh, I am sticking around because I'm going to be out there.
That's right. Bob's playing the part of the tech grill rep, but got a busy show for us today. We're in addition to the throwdown that Bob and the other reps are going to have, we're going to talk about a best-kept grilling guy's secret with regard to chicken and fish. You got to stick around for that. It's going to improve the quality of your food tremendously. We're going to pick a summer wine. Kenny from Tabor Hill is going to be here. He's going to help us out with that. Going to talk about some really cool patio furniture and some new stuff that's out. Dave Israel from Gorman's is coming. We got the Raging Cajun. Keith Guidry is going to be with us today. Going to talk about a little meatball fricassee. We got some cool techniques and things that he's going to be talking about. Hot techniques. Bob's going to talk about steak cooking secrets, gadgets, recipes. Our friend Steve Smith from Hopcat. Everybody likes Hopcat downtown Grand Rapids. He's going to bring us three beer suggestions for burger, steak,
that's right,
and chicken.
A lot of people go to Hopcat, but they don't realize that they brew their own beer there.
Right.
They've got some excellent brews, and Steve's going to be enlightening us this morning.
Yeah, so full show today. But now joining us, we've got Kurt here from Garrett's. Kurt, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Great.
We've got a lot of grills outside, Kurt. What's on the docket for what are we trying to get it done here? Get one in every backyard this morning?
Absolutely. Hey, we got Father's Day coming up, actually, not too far
away.
2 weeks. 2 weeks, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got some Father's Day specials. Everybody's father needs a grill for Father's Day. So we got some Father's Day specials, some gift baskets for Father's Day in regards to grilling.
Okay, fathers for gift baskets, they better have, like, really, like, macho stuff in them then.
There's, like, really cool stuff in them, yes. We've got a whole bunch of promotions today with grills. We've got free covers with a grill purchase, free assembly. We got anywhere from $25 to $100 off, depending on the grill that you purchase. And like I said, those grill baskets. Plus, like you said, the grilling contest here, we're really looking forward to that. We've got Weber here. We've got Tech. We've got
Wolf.
Yeah, oof. Wolf is Jim's here from Wolf.
I saw he's out there. He's sharpening his knives right now. He's scaring me.
Yeah, he's.
I don't
like,
even know if I want to
at the mouth. I think actually.
I don't know if I even want to beat him because it looks like he's going to chop me up and put me in that Wolfmobile.
That's a nice grill out there. Yeah. Did you see that bugger?
Oh my gosh! Nice. I think you could, like, house a family in that thing.
That's a nice grill. We also those are the three that are here today: Weber, Tech, and Wolf. But we also do carry Viking and DCS grills, too. So if someone's looking for something there, we have those as well.
This is a virtual grilling guy mecca here, man. You got five manufacturers, and they're all just top-shelf stuff.
And the grilling guys are here.
That's right. Yeah, come on down and see us. Once again, we're at Garrett's Appliance here on the corner of 28th Street and Byron Center on the southwest side of town. But, Kurt, if I was walking in to the store, and I had to pick a grill, and I looked out there. There's 40 or 50 of them out front. If I came in all starry-eyed, what two or three things should I be having in my mind that I should know before picking out a grill?
Can I answer that for him?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Right, yeah, tech guy. I'm trying to be
100% infrared.
Right, yeah.
Well, there's actually a ton of things to consider, but first of all, how many people do you grill for? Are you entertaining a lot? Is it just, you know, a two-person family? You got five in the family? Or you got, you entertain the whole block?
Right.
Know? So that's a big thing is how big a grill do you want? What types of things do you grill? Is it hot dogs and burgers, or do you do fillets on there? Or do you do something with a rotisserie or, you know, any number of different things? So, I mean, you definitely want to look at how you grill and what you grill. You know, how much space do you have? You know, everybody says, hey, I want this huge mammoth, you know, for my whole party or my whole floor. And you live at downtown Grand Rapids and you got room for, a 12 by 12
right.
deck. You can't have a monster grill. Natural gas is becoming more and more popular as opposed to having to refill tanks or entertain and you run out of LP at the last minute and everybody hates that when you got to run out. Everything's, you know, a problem there. So, Rotis, infrared.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're at Garrett's Appliance at 2410 West 28th Street. We're down in Granville. Well, it's actually Wyoming.
Real close to Granville.
Yep. And we're talking with Kurt here, one of the owners at Garrett's, and you've got two stores. Are the sales going on at both stores?
It's primarily here at Wyoming.
Okay.
Just because don't have quite as much room at the Kentwood store. Our newer Kentwood store is at 3850 29th Street, which is just a little bit west of East Paris.
Yep, and that very nice complex there, the Williams Kitchen Complex. So
absolutely.
you're supplying all the grills and appliances for those boys down there.
We're trying. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look for the grilling rig. The grilling guys are here at Garrett's. We're live. We've got the big grilling land yacht out front, and there's grills all over the place. You can't miss us, but don't run into anybody. So we're talking about how to pick a grill, and you brought up some really great points. How many people do you cook for? What do you like to cook? What kind of grilling surface? Do you use rotisserie? How about price point? You know, can somebody come in here and find a nice grill for under $500?
Absolutely. We've got we've got some of the smaller portable grills by Weber Q. It's starting at about $149.
Wow.
So you can get anything in a real nice grill from $149 to, let's say, $399 for a nice size, you know, on a cart, you know, Weber. But we've also got grills ranging from $399 to $6,000. I mean, so if you want to go crazy, we can do that too.
Yeah, we can go above six too.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah. I know we have one for 12.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to sell a few of those today.
Yeah.
But you mentioned something that, you know, you kind of ran by it. The free grill cover, those are all from the manufacturers. I mean, those are real grill covers. That alone could be $25 to $75 depending on the grill. And it's a wonderful thing to have a cover on your grill because the seagulls are wreaking havoc.
Absolutely.
You know, Bob, I think the one that was overlooked that caught my ear was the free assembly. I don't know.
Absolutely.
If you go to one of those big box stores or and you know what? They're a great place to buy grills. They've got a great selection as well. But you come to a local store like this and you walk out and your grill is ready to use on your deck. No extra charge. That is a huge feature of a local store like this.
Okay, time out. That you were half right there. You said the big box, and that's a great place to buy. That is not a great place to buy a grill. Nobody in here has anything stapled to their head, for one thing. Okay, all the guys are just like regular guys. They're mechanics. They'll work on your grill. They know where it's made. They're made in America. I mean, so I don't want to argue with this.
You're a grill snob, though. We all know that.
We've got 2 hours to go, and I don't want to get you mad right off the bat, but do not go to a big box store for a grill. That's like rule number 32.
Right.
Or two.
Okay.
So, okay, what else do we have? We have Father's Day specials. You want to know, how big of a grill, if I have a family of five, how big of a grill would I get?
Oh, that's a good question. Again, probably depends a little bit on how you're grilling. Is it just dogs and burgers? You probably don't need anything terribly big.
But a lot of these grill manufacturers go with square inches of surface.
Yeah.
That kind of makes some people cross-eyed, you know? Why can't we use, like, a six steak surface?
That would make more sense to me.
Or a
20-dog
run. You know?
And some of the guys out there, they count the secondary surface as the warming area as cooking surface. Which
yeah.
Really,
okay. I know.
So that's kind of hard to, you know, that's not really a true comparison.
And they also say because the kid in the big box store put it together, it's made in America.
And I don't have
not necessarily, no.
Well, the assembly, Granny touches on a great point because if you get one of these home, the first time you have to put one together, especially if it's a cheap one, you will go cross-eyed.
Yeah, and you know, I was listening to our sister station yesterday, Kevin Matthews' show, when I was driving home, and Gonzo from M Live was on there, and he had bought his wife one, and he said it took 3 days to build the thing, and then he had parts left over when it was done, and that, you know, that's just very frustrating. You think you're getting something that you're excited about using, it takes 3 dang days to put it together, and then there's parts left over. Come on,
you do not want to turn that grill on.
No, absolutely not.
Hey. Listen, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. We are at 2410 28th Street. You have to get out here because they're going to feed you. They're going to give you deals. Not only do they have deals on grills, but they've got washer and dryer combos for like $9.99. We're talking front load stuff that my wife would love to come down here and buy. So, Maureen, if you're listening, when you get done with soccer, get down here because I see this up for you right now. But it is Garrett's Appliance. We're at the Wyoming location. And, it's just a great place to be today. The sun's out. Get in your car and get out here.
You know, Bob, our friends at Spartan Stores got some deals going on this week with regard to meat we can put on the grill.
Imagine that.
Yeah, their preferred Angus brand at the D&W Fresh Markets. They got beef tenderloin steaks for $7.99 a pound. You got to run down there and grab a few of those. Those would work excellent on that Tech grill out there. For those that are watching their weight, kind of like Bob and I are, trying to be a little bit less of a grilling guy, physically anyway, they've got some ground turkey for $4.49 a pound, but that's a nice lean meat that you can make into burgers or put into a variety of things. Really, really good deal. But anyway, hey, we've got, stick with us because in the next segment, we're going to reveal the best secret you could ever know for preparing chicken and fish. And we're going to choose a great summer wine. We're the Grilling Guys.